If you are looking for regional or national ag news or livestock markets, the weekly Wyoming Livestock Roundup is just what you need. I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. We also have a classified ad section for you to buy, sell, or find ag equipment, livestock, land, or everything you need for the ranch or farm. Please call 1-800-967-1647 to place an ad or receive a free 6-week subscription.
The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn that we sent you. And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Thank you.
I want to thank our good friend, the late Mr. Rich O'Brien, for all that great music behind our cowmercials. Rest in peace, Badger.
He's still picking it out.
He is, isn't he? You bet. All right. Well, let's have a little bit of music,
oh,
shall we?
What you got? What you got?
The Voice.
Oh, that's right.
Bill Barwick is riding along with us. He is singing about, you know, I don't know much about waltzing.
The music was playing. The dancers were swaying to a waltz so long ago. She asked him to dance, so he took a chance to apologize right from the go. He said, I must confess, the things I know less about the dance just not my style. She said, come with me, follow my lead, you'll be waltzing just a short while. Just like before, he took to the floor, but his feet made him stumble and fall. His mind it was saying, but his feet were betraying, he can't find rhythm at all. He said, I've done my best, but you may have guessed by now there's no shred of a doubt. When it comes to dancing, love and romance, and I'd better just sit this one out. He said, I know as much about waltzing as I do about falling in love. I've tried before, danced round the floor, couldn't get past the pushing and shove. She said, come on, it's quite easy, just follow these steps and you'll see. Waltzing is just like falling in love, it's as easy as one. Said I could be one in a million. We could be two of a kind. So just follow me, count one, two, three. We'll be lovers three-quarter time. He said I know as much about waltzing as I do about falling in love. No need to hide this feeling inside, I don't mind pushing and shoving. Falling in love is so easy, as I followed her steps, now I see. Waltzing is just like falling in love, it's as easy as one, two, three. Said I could be one in a million. We could be two of a kind. So just follow me, follow my lead. We'll be lovers three-quarter time. Falling in love is so easy, as I follow her steps, now I see. losses just like falling in love. It's as easy. One, two, three. Losses just like falling in love. It's as easy as one, two, three.
Oh, yeah, we don't know much about waltzing either.
We don't know much about nothing.
Nothing, yeah. One, two, three, and that's
about it.
I can count it out all day, but it still don't help me.
Exactly.
Yeah,
Stay off my feet.
Yeah. My bad. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right. Well, I don't know if I should say this or not. But
now you have to.
Yeah, now I have to.
Now you have to go there.
Yeah. Well, Jacqueline has to lead, okay? She's just got to be in control of that. So if I start leading, boy, we are all kinds of screwed up.
Somebody's got to lead.
So two people dancing together and both want to lead. Yeah, that's a dandy.
Okay. Well, and I have a hard time getting in the right lead.
Yeah, well, there is that.
Uh-huh.
Who knew you had to be in the right lead in order to waltz, right?
You know, you can learn a lot from a horse.
Yes, you can. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yep. Well, we're invoking the fifth.
Invoking the fifth.
I know nothing.
Yes.
Who left the water on?
Oh crap.
Yeah. I know who left the water on. It was Clyde. All right.
Yeah.
My Belgian gelding,
dog.
Clyde. The water trough, automatic water trough, didn't pump out water fast enough for him.
Yeah, the valve wasn't big enough.
So he got mad. He'd get mad at it. Which he would, and bang it, and bang, 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 bang. And I'm in the house, and it's dark, and it's nighttime, and I hear water running. And I go, what in the world? Well, who left the water running? Where would the water be running?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, I get up and go to the barn, and the automatic water trough is in the middle of the corral.
Spewing water.
He just tore it clear off the face of the barn, and it was just free flowing.
Yeah. There, Clyde. There. Get a drink.
Can you get enough water now?
Not head.
Right.
Well, that's 2,000 pounds of horse.
Yeah, I mean, and a...
Plus.
And a... size 4 plus shoe.
Exactly.
Well, bigger than a 4, probably a 6.
Yeah, probably 6.
Yeah, he had big feet.
He did.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
So who did that?
It was Clyde.
Clyde did it.
Clyde left the water on.
Well, I remember breaking water.
Yeah.
Breaking the ice.
Yeah.
And poking a hole in the float. And not saying a word.
Oh, yeah. I know nothing. I don't know how that happened.
Well, you could see the axe chop right in the float, right?
Yeah.
You know it was an axe.
Yeah, absolutely. And they figure out who it was because the last person that went to chop ice.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know.
It wasn't me.
I know nothing.
I know nothing.
I know nothing. Schultz. Man, Hogan's Heroes.
Man, you can learn a lot from Schultz.
They don't make shows like they used
to. No, they
don't.
That
is for sure and for certain.
That offends people.
Right, yeah. Hey, we got to have a little cowpoke
poetry. Oh, what you got?
Did I shut the gate? I know I did. I do it every single time. While working cows and sorting heifers, it's my normal pantomime. But here I lay all snug in bed, questioning what I did now. I shut the gate, I know I did. But what about the milk cow? If she strays and gets in with the bulls, I tell you, that'll be a mess. I'll be milking her out twice a day, and that will multiply my stress. Doggone it, I know I shut the gate. I did it this time for sure. Just lay back down and go to sleep. How much more can one endure? But what if the horses get out and start grazing on the lawn? My spouse will surely have my hide, and in the morning they'll be gone. I shut the gate, but did I latch it? Ooh, I hate this stupid game. Shut your eyes and clear your mind. They'll be there all the same. But if my daughter's 4-H goat gets into Mama's garden, I know there'll be some hell to pay, and sure to be no pardon. I shut the gate. I know I did. This never-ending struggle will keep me from obtaining rest and a night of peaceful snuggle. I best get up and check the thing. I'll not sleep until I do. The night will drag. I'll toss and turn till the sun comes into view. So off I fly into the night in my long johns and my boots. I reach the gate and shine the light, just as the first hoot owl hoots. Ha! I shut the gate. I knew I did. Perhaps I can get some rest. I'm glad I checked. Now I can sleep the slumber of the blessed. I lay back down and exhale deeply. Whew. After checking on my daughter, as my eyes slam shut, I hear a voice. Did I turn off the water?
Well, that poem is autobiographical.
It's true.
Yep. How about a little Dick's pick?
Man.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, here we go. Yeah. Who's singing?
Homer and Jethro.
Of course they are. And what are they singing?
So long, it's been good to know you.
Nice.
We'll sing you a song, and here's the first verse. It's got to get better. It can't get no worse. So alone as your ears for a minute or two, and we'll give them right back just as soon as we're through singing. So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. What a long time since I've been home. And I've got to be drifting along. I had me a toothache, it hurt me so bad. I went to the dentist. Now I'm sad. He yanked with his fingers and pulled with his thumbs. He left all my teeth, but he pulled out my gums. I said, so long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. What a long time since I've been home. And I've got to be drifting along. Cow one day with a stool and a bucket and a fork full of hay. I set down the bucket, flopped on the stool. I said, be still, bossy, you stubborn old fool. Be still now, bossy, quit stomping the ground. I've been out all night a-running around. She looked sympathetic with her big eyes brown. She said, just hang on and I'll jump up and down. I said, so long. It's been good to know you. Hang on, I ain't gonna throw you. So long, it's been good to know you. What a long time since I've been home. And I've gotta be drifting along.
Boy, it don't get any better than Homer and Jethro. I mean to tell you, absolutely.
There's your brain worm.
Yeah,
for the day.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, we're pleading the fifth, and we need to ditch out to a cow commercial. When we come back, you're going to teach us on Farrier's File. Clear Out West Radio Show is a proud sponsor of the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame strives to promote the working cowboys who have worked the land and who have helped shape the culture of this great state. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. All donations are tax deductible. Please help us promote these men and women by making a donation to the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. Visit their website and donate at WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.